The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on Fox Sports 910.
All right, we're back. This is Who's Talking. And snowy, icy, cold, chilly, daggone it, dead of winter night here in Richmond, Virginia. And
well, the Groundhog said it was going to be spring coming soon, not immediately.
Yeah, I don't know what soon means. It doesn't feel like it's anywhere near now.
Not instantly.
Yeah, I'm not buying
that. It's
still
February.
ACC standings, while we wait to catch up with Yuri Barnes, North Carolina is in first at 10-2 in the conference. Miami is 9-3. The Wahoos, UVA, 9-4. Notre Dame is 9-4. Notre Dame made a dramatic comeback the other night.
Playing better now.
To beat Louisville. And Demetrius Jackson was named ACC Player of the Week after his performance. And
it kind of amazes me too, Frank, that the way Virginia has handled Notre Dame in the games that they've played against them.
Well,
they've taken it to them a couple times.
You know, it's almost like Bennett knows what Mike Bray is thinking and coaching. And some coaches just match up that way. Let me do a little quick teaser here on my man Yuri Barnes. Yuri was a hell of a recruit coming out of high school. Played from 92 to 95 for the Hoos. And played at Manchester High School. I think we've got Yuri on the line here. Yuri, you there?
I'm here, Frank.
Hey.
Get my connection right.
You know, you're the man. Good job on a cold, wintry night. We love having you on Who's Talking. And Robert Fish and I are in the studio. We brave the elements and kind of a tricky front door with the memory card there. That thing is sort of tricky. But we got into the building, and they can't take these microphones from us. But welcome to Who's Talking, big guy.
You guys are soldiers. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I know you have had a crazy day because of the weather, and it throws your schedule off, but we thank you for taking a few minutes tonight. All right.
No problem.
Give me your thoughts. Virginia won a big game at home against the dreaded Hokies, and then unfortunately they got bedeviled by the Blue Devils down in Cameron. And, it's one of those things that happens, but Virginia has a quick turnaround. They got a huge game tonight against the Wolfpack at 7 o'clock in JPJ. How does the team throw that thing away and forget about it and get ready to play quickly like this?
Yeah, well, what they have to do is just forget about that. You know, they fought, and unfortunately the game came down to the way it came down, right or wrong. And, what Tony Bennett has to do, and hopefully they'll come out and do, is just tell the guys, hey, you know, if we play the way that you know you can play, it won't come down to a decision. It won't come down to a last-second shot. You know, so they just have to use that as motivation and come out here and play hard the way that they know how to do.
You know, Yuri, watching this Cavalier team, and then, you know, I end up watching the paint a lot, maybe more than usual, because I'm curious to see what Anthony Gill is doing to get open. And in some games, he successfully gets out there and gets the ball, and Virginia gets it to him in rhythm, on time. And then it seemed like this game on Saturday night down there in Cameron, they couldn't and didn't, and he was not effective. What do you think caused that?
You know, I don't know. I'm still scratching my head on that. That sometimes it's just the flow of the game. I don't know if it was emphasized by the coaching staff to get him the ball inside. But, you know, to me, I was seeing that as a weakness for them down there. And, you know, they're limited big man-wise, so I'm not sure. I mean, I don't know if, like I said, it's just the flow of the game and shots are going. And, you know, but I think he was out of there some. I'm not sure if he was in foul trouble. I think that might have been the case a little bit. But, you know, still got to get him the ball, you know, because he's a force down there.
Hey, Yuri, it's Robert Fish. Good to chat with you again. Going back to the old days, back in those early 90s.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thinking about you guys and Jason Williford, you guys getting on the boards like you used to do. This current team here has a tendency to play the solid defense, very similar to the way you guys used to play. What do you see when you look at this squad defensively over these last few games that's been a key to the turnaround?
Well, you know, they're just grassroots getting down at it, leaving no open defenders. It's sort of, you know, I guess sort of how our mentality was when we played. I mean, we weren't necessarily shot blockers or anything out there like that, but we were just so tough. And like this team, I see the same, that, you know, there's going to be no easy shots. There's going to be no open layups, you know, no, and when no wide open threes or leaving shooters open, you know, and that's a successful defensive play for us. And I think that those guys just got back to that. You know, they was little, got a little confused, some on D, and I'm not sure for whatever case or the other, but look like they're getting back to it, and that's just the basic turnaround for, you know, the past couple of games. Even though we didn't come out successful, they still played pretty good defensively besides, you know, a couple of what's the guy that had 20, 25. And, you know, we held Allen down, you know, until that last second shot. But, you know, other than that, I mean, it was a pretty good defensive game, you know, because I always say that one guy shouldn't beat us. Right. You know, and I don't think, mm-hmm. you know, that wasn't the case with this past game.
Right.
You know, so, like, again, it just came down to the way it came down and was decided.
Well, you know, Brandon Ingram is another Ingram, one of these tall, lanky, smooth dribbling. He's really an artist the way he shoots the ball. I mean, he really, you know, for a guy that's a true freshman, it's almost, it should be illegal. I mean, quite honestly. I mean, the guy.
Is he about 6'8"?
He's over 6'8".
Yeah, 6'9".
I mean, you're 6'8". Can you imagine if you had the perimeter moves that that dude has?
Oh, don't doubt me now, Frank. Don't sleep on me, baby. Just because you didn't see it, don't.
I told you.
Hold on. I saw about 125 of your games.
I told Frank during the break, we got the answer for Brandon Ingram, though. We put Cornell Parker on him, and that would have been the end of that.
Yeah, that would have stopped that nonsense.
Oh, yeah. That would, you know, he's tough to guard defensively, you know, because he's so long and he can handle the ball. You know, he can get to the basket. I mean, I don't know. I mean, sometimes I was looking out there and I'm like, we've got Parentes guarding him. I mean, and you know that's not the answer. Not that we knew what the answer was.
Right.
But I can guarantee you that wasn't it. You know, and he just looks at guys like him and Brogdon guarding him. I saw we tried Gill on him. You know, he's just too much for him on the perimeter.
Right.
You know, so he's very difficult to guard out there. You know, he's going to be good for a long time.
Yeah.
I hope he gets out of here this year.
I think he probably will. You're looking at the strengths of this Virginia team. How far can this team go this year in the, first off, the ACC tournament and then the NCAAs? You participated in both and had a lot of experience in postseason play. When you watch this team, how far can this team go?
You know, they can go as far as, you know, I feel our defense is going to be consistent from here on. And if that's a must. You know, we have to play the way we've been playing the past couple of games defensively, and we can beat anyone. Because the thing with our team offensively is it's not going to be one guy usually, or it could be one guy that has – you never know who's going to have that 20-point game. It could be Parentes. You know, we got guys that – I mean, Brogdon, you know, he does what he does, and he's pretty consistent. Gill is strong offensively. You know, so they can't really focus on one person. And that's what I like. Like in the past game, you know, it's very spread out. You know, we've got good shooters. The shot doesn't always fall. So I say it's a combination of, you know, we have to be hitting our shots, not necessarily, you know, killing it where we're 100% from three and stuff like that. But if we're hitting about 60% of our shots and our defense is there, we could beat anyone, you know, on any given night. You know, so I think they can go pretty far in the tournament. You know, I definitely think we can win the ACC tournament, and I'm pretty sure we'll have. The thing about this loss is, I was thinking, you know, I don't think it's going to cost us, you know, in the mind of voters and those who do the seeds and stuff.
Right.
Because, you know, first we went in as an underdog, you know, but.
Which is surprising.
The way it ended,
imagine a team that wins seven in a row, and the odds makers have Duke as a 2.5-point favorite.
Right, and we were ranked 7, and they weren't even in the top 25.
Right,
considering that, you know. But and the last time we beat them, you know, shoot, I was on that team, so that tells you how long ago that was, you know. But yeah, we went in as an underdog, and it decided how it was. And like I said, I don't think that game will really cost us. Yes, it cost us a loss in the conference, but I don't think it hurts us that much otherwise.
I just hope that the team's psychology isn't affected, and they can come out tonight and take care of business against 3-9 North Carolina State. But, you know, NC State is dangerous because they went to Cameron a week prior to the Virginia game down there in Cameron, and they hung around with Duke the whole game. I saw that almost entire second half, and they stayed within 4 to 6 points of Duke the whole way, and they made a surge at one point. And if they could dribble and pass the ball, they might have scared them, really. But
they shot the ball really well.
They did
too,
shoot the ball well. All right, looking at the team. You know, Isaiah Wilkins showed against Virginia Tech that he could make that intermediate shot.
Right.
Gill and Toby were terrific down low in that game. I would expect that tonight's game, maybe Gill and Toby have to lift the team and get a lot of shots right around, you know, the low post so that they suck the defense to them, and then some of the guards can hit some perimeter shots without a hand in their face.
Yeah, that would be a good plan. I mean, we have to dominate inside, defensively. Hit the ball, hit the offensive rebound. I think that's where we really have to key and focus in on, and that'll really affect their game plan and bring a lot of things in our favor. I think it starts inside, defensively, just limiting them to only perimeter shots with hands in their faces,
I agree. I was thinking about NC State's team. You know, they've got B.J. Anye, who can't shoot a free throw to save his life, but he can be very dangerous right around the low post down there. And this might be a game in which Tony Bennett rotates some big men in there, maybe even Salt and Reuter with Toby, so that B.J. and that other big man, whose name escapes me, he's huge, that those guys don't get going right there around the rim. And because Isaiah Wilkins isn't big enough to guard those guys. I mean, those guys are big. But
right.
Uri, tell us, when you're watching the Cavaliers play, do any of the current players remind you of your team that you played on? And you had some great teammates, Jason Williford, Junior Burrow, and Corey Alexander, and later on Harold Dean. What any of these guys sort of – remind you of those guys?
Yes and no. Yes and no. I mean, it's different, but it's similar in the sense that, we had a lot of talent as well as this team, but
right.
We had and Corey Alexander. You had a very skilled guard that was always playing at a high level. That could give you 25 points at any given night. I think Brogdon is very unique in the sense that his size, we didn't really have a guard. We had like Jamal Robinson and those guys. He was 6'6".
Jamal could jump.
Yeah, he was a jumper, but he wasn't necessarily the biggest guy out there. Guy out there. I love Parente's scrappiness.
Yep.
And his attitude and his confidence, that sort of reminds me of Harold Dean some, we called Harold Dean Coach Jones nicknamed him, Jeff Jones nicknamed him the Badger, just because he was just so tough and would get under your skin. And I do see that with Parentes.
That's interesting that you see that.
Yeah. He's just real determined. He's real driven out there, and you can see he hates to lose and does his thing. And the thing is that about that loss, hate to keep going back to it, but, I feel bad for the seniors, that never got the win at Cameron, because I know that was something they wanted to get out of there with, at least say they'd done at least once in their career.
Well, at least these seniors have beaten Duke a couple of times, most notably down there in Greensboro in the ACC tournament finals, which – I was seated on the baseline at one of the media tables for that game, and you could see the pride and the joy in the Virginia players' faces as they pulled away and won that game. There was, that was a big deal for all those kids. But
but it means something to win at Cameron.
Oh, no doubt.
Won there.
It'll happen sooner than later. I think Virginia has closed the gap significantly, both in terms of talent and poise, but also obviously coaching, and that's a big deal.
Yeah, it sure is. Sure is. I'm proud of them. They're doing well.
Yes. Well, Yuri, we hope you'll stay in touch, and maybe here before the end of the season we can get you back on for some more comments. And hang in there tonight. I hope all your business dealings went well despite the bad weather.
Appreciate it, sir. And I hope you guys enjoy the game, and I appreciate the time.
Listen, you have a great night, Yuri, and we all love having you on Who's Talking.
Thanks, Yuri. Good to catch up with you.
All right. Same here, guys. Take care.
All right, we're going to jump to break. We're going to come back on the other side and handicap the upcoming ACC games and give a brief Olympic sports report here on Who's Talking. Stay with us. It's a cold, chilly night, but it's hot right here in the studio for Who's Talking.